I reconnect.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about what you're wrong.
It's very clear to me what God cares about his church. God wants his church to be a family. When I see all the children and youngsters and elderly people and folks in the middle, this is what church is all about. This is who we are. God wants us to be a church. If you are a disciple, says the Bible, if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, like most of you are this morning, you have actually two families. You have a family of origin, it is the one you were born into. Okay? I was born into a big family. Parents plus eight children, actually nine children. One of us died at age two, so eight left, four boys, four girls. I remember my mother saying many times that they all mine, they all different, but they all mine. And this is what God can say about us this morning. Yeah, we all different. We all different. Yes, we are. We all belong to him. By the way, you have no control or choice in this matter, in which family you were born into. They didn't ask your opinion about that. Your family of origin may have been very nurturing, very loving family, and when you think about it, if you're a little bit older, blessed, wonderful memories come into your mind. Or some of you may say, well, it wasn't all that good, Timo. Maybe you might say, but my family was kind of dysfunctional sometimes. Either way, your family of origin is fixed, and it cannot be changed. It cannot be changed. However, when you are born again, according to what the Bible says, born again through faith in Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you inherit a new family, the family of God. And this is what we are talking about today as well, the family of God. God's church is supposed to be a group of people in relationship who do life together. When we came to the Lord, he didn't tell us, oh, from this on you are going to be isolated, hermit. Don't associate with anybody. Don't talk to anybody. Just hang out by yourself. Relationships are fundamental because the gospel gets lived out within those relationships. Relationships with other people in the church family. Yeah, I know sometimes it may not be all that easy, but that's just the way it is. Real life can be lived out when we are abiding in relationship with each other. And that's what we are doing this morning. As we worship, but as we fellowship together. This is where we learn to use and put into practice the fruit of the Spirit that God has placed within us. The fruit of the Spirit. Sometimes the most we need is patience. Sometimes the most we need is love. Love is needed all the time. And many other qualities, so to speak, God has placed upon our life. So God calls his church the family of God. I believe it's a high calling. It's a very priestly calling. It's a very precious calling. It's a very loving calling by God to us. The only church met together in the temple court, Bible says. In the temple court. But also they lived together in homes where they were devoted to deep abiding relationships with each other. When you read the book of Acts of Apostles, the second chapter, and the verse 22 and following, we see them exhibiting many of the characteristics of a family. What were they? They ate together, they shared their possessions, and even sold their possessions if needed to take care of the needs of others. That's what they did, according to what the Bible says. And they focused on the Word of God and the teaching of the apostles. And that's what we do. We can ask, if we don't teach the Bible, who is going to do it? No, it is our responsibility as a church of Christ. Here are some of the family language about a church you can find in the Bible, in your Bible, when you go home and you read what the preacher says. So here's what Bible says about this wonderful thing about church family. By the way, did you know that we are all children of God? We were born into this world by God's plan, and now there is salvation offering, so we are children of God. Here is what Apostle John said in 1 Epistle chapter 3, 1. He says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are, children of God. And then the Bible continues, according to Galatians 6:10, says we are a family of believers. Family of believers. We believe in Christ Jesus, that He's our Lord and Savior. Here's what the Bible says. "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people," okay? Especially to those who belong to the family of believers. By the way, something about the Methodist Church, our church father, John Wesley, believed that all the Christians, not just Methodists, ought to follow the three main principles through their life, after their salvation, after they committed their heart to Christ. And here are the three. Do no harm. Do no harm to any people. No harm. Do good to all people, despite who they are. Do good to all people. And the third principle is stay in love with God. Stay in love with God. Maybe something for us to consider today as we worship as a family of God, coming from different walks of life. Then the Bible says, as we are family of God, we are members of God's household. Members of God's household. This is what the Bible says in Ephesians 2, 19 through 20. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners or strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of His household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. Christ is the chief cornerstone for His temple. And then, as the assembly of God. Apostle says in 1 Corinthians 12, 26, we are in this together. We are in this together. If one suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. We are all in this together. And this is what today's life and world means, that Christians stick together. We all in this together. And then, lastly, but not leastly, Apostle Paul writes in the first previous thing, saying that we are part of a living spiritual household. Spiritual household. Not just organization or Christian mission that we have, but we are a spiritual household. Here's what the Bible says. If I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's house, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the church. That's a high calling, isn't it? Very, very high calling. Now, we all know that the devil has been after Daniel and after church and in the beginning, and he's still here, trying to distort the meaning in ways that affect the family of origin, maybe negative. We are. Can't help it. But God is the business of redemption. In the business of redemption. Say amen if you believe in this. God is in the business of redemption. Thank you, Jesus. He is. Whatever your experience with your family has been, whether your family of origin or family. Good family. I encourage you and us all to transform the work of family that God describes in the Bible. The family of God, the blessed family of God. Make your experiences and definitions be rooted in the Bible. And allow God to start a new thing in your generation, in your heart, both in and through you. Lord, help us.